Shay, will this be sufficient?
Yeah, I think so, Archon. Barely room in the goat cart for anything else. Let's see. 2 pig pies, 1 large jug of water, 1 small jug of that purple stuff, half of that crumb cake stuff Fesmer made. Yeah, even with Mike's appetite returning, the rest of us probably won't starve.
And if you do, there are many food stands.
Are you sure you don't want to come to the game with us, Archon?
I have never much cared for Brika. Besides, I have several chores to complete for my parents. Perhaps you should stay behind as well. You look awful.
Can't look worse than I feel. I'm pretty sure that I've been having nightmares these past few weeks, but I can't remember them. All I know is that I've been waking up every morning in a blind panic, exhausted.
It is likely the staggering quantities of hodge you imbibe each day. It is astonishing that you sleep at all.
Could be. But anyway, I should still go to the game. I'm curious to see what all the fuss is about, and it'll be nice to spend some time with Mike after all these weeks.
He does seem to require time with friends.
You're a friend, Archon.
Thank you, Shay.
Well, I've got me a goat to wrangle. Have fun today.
Shay, one thing.
Yeah?
Did you use OD to awaken Meek 2 nights ago? You were absent from your bed, and you forget. I am attuned. Your spell was like an explosion in the dead of night to me.
Oh, man, you have to promise you won't tell the others.
You can trust me, Shay, but I am not the only attuned person in Laun D. If anyone desires to find you, you have made it easier for them to do so. That is the consequence of your action.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Let Mike die?
I do not believe we are supposed to do anything. We do as we think we must. You have done so. I merely wish to caution you as to a possible outcome if you are not more careful.
Okay, then. Well, thanks.
Certainly.
There she is. I'd better catch her before she runs off again. Wish me luck.
Fair luck, Shay.
Umbra! Here, girl. Let me just put this harness around your spiky, obstinate... Gotcha! Ah, stupid goat thing.
Hey, Shauna.
Ah, jeez, don't sneak up on me like that.
I didn't, but sorry anyway. What you doing?
Trying to catch the stupid goat.
Well, what's the problem?
She hates me and runs away every time I get near her.
Speaking of which, have you seen Catherine?
Mike!
Well, it's kind of true. I just want to apologize for making a jerk of myself at breakfast yesterday.
Well, there she is, about to go into Zana's. Here's your chance.
Okay. Hey, Catherine, wait up!
Keep walking, Gimpy.
You see?
Oh, you know how she is.
Yeah, she holds a grudge like a... I don't know. Can't think of anything clever.
Well, you can hardly blame her. Just give her a little more time.
Whatever. I think she's just savoring her righteous indignation. Seriously, she's almost glowing.
Catherine has her reasons, Mike, and they're usually good ones. I'll try to talk to her tomorrow. She'll probably feel a bit better after a day to herself. Now, help me catch the stupid goat. We have a breaky game to go to.
Hey, Archon, Zana, they gone yet?
Only a few moments passed, Kate.
You are just in time to help us clean. Here is a broom.
All right, but isn't your shop closed today? I thought you were going fishing, Zana.
It is, and I am, but duty before recreation.
Why did you not go to the game, Kate?
I've never been a big sports fan. Also, I kind of wanted a day to rest. And I figured Shauna and Mike would like a day together without me around. I don't want to be a third wheel.
If you do not mind my saying, I have never really understood their friendship. There is a peculiar undertone to it.
Well, I told you Shauna and I roomed together freshman year, right?
Yes.
We didn't really become close for a while. I had my own stuff to deal with at that point. Anyways, she met Mike during orientation, and they hung out a lot. Something happened, I don't know what, and Mike stopped coming around for a while. After a few months, I guess whatever issues they had just got swept under the carpet. They've had a few classes together, work together, they go to games sometimes. I don't really get it, but I think she looks at him like a brother. He is a lot like her real brothers.
And yet, Mike does not see her as a sister.
Exactly.
Oh. Bucks in War 5, Valo, but we are not open today.
Apologies, I have business with Zana.
Chabuinano fire, Ebati. Girls, the kitchen appears to be presentable. Would you take inventory in the cold cellar for me? I believe there are several items which should be replenished.
Zana, are you...
Come, Keith. There are Gaelic roots to count.
What was that?
That is something I wish to discuss with you.
Yeah?
Swear to me that you will not speak of this with the others, Kaith.
Sure.
I am serious, Kaith. I only confide in you because I feel we have become close in the past few weeks, and I require help.
I would be happy to help you, Archon, but what does this have to do with...
What do you know regarding the Red Circle?
I might have heard them mentioned once or twice.
The Red Circle is the filthy secret of Laundi. They are a group of criminals who extort money, smuggle illegal goods. Anything criminal in Laundi bears their influence.
I thought that's what the Legion does.
Not precisely. The Red Circle are merely organized Polavin. The Legion's interests are somewhat broader than that. Besides, University keeps the Legion out of Laundi.
They do? What about the first day we arrived, when they chased us to Zana's on those Waloran thingers?
Granted, the Legion has some agents hidden amongst the populace, but that is another matter. That man upstairs, Rabati, he is an agent of the Red Circle.
What?
He arrives every month and takes money from Zana. Like most people, she seems to regard it as a business expense. But lately, each month they are taking more, and I do not know how much longer she can afford it. Zana does not speak of it, but she has been having business troubles.
That's awful. And with all the money spent on Mike?
Precisely.
But what can we do about it?
The only reason the Red Circle has not been stopped is that nobody knows who the leaders are. Whoever they are people in positions of great enough power to thwart any attempts to take down the entire group.
I get it. We have something like that in my world. But so what?
We cannot stop the man upstairs, Rebati. We do not want them to retaliate at Zana. But I have been doing some research, and with your help, Kaith, I think we can stop the whole thing.
I'm not sure I follow you.
If we can trail Rebati back to wherever he takes the money, we can find out who is next in the chain of command. That is the key. Perhaps we can even find written records.
I don't know. I don't think I like this.
But now is the perfect time, Kaith. Half of Laundi will be at the Brika game. Even the Circle will be looking the other way.
But why us? I mean, aren't there people we can go to? The town guard, university, somebody who knows what they're doing?
The Lawa Twain is a joke, and university have their heads so deep in their rituals that they neither notice nor care what happens to ordinary people like Zana.
Okay, but only us? If we do this, which I still don't think we should, wouldn't it be best to wait for at least Vesmer or Shauna? Wouldn't we be safer with their magic on our side?
No, it should be only the two of us. I do not want anyone else involved if we are captured. Vesmer, Shauna, they're too important to risk. Besides that, the more of us there are, the more likely they will be able to trail this back to Zana.
I really don't like this, Archon. I'm not sure I want to play the hero. I mean, stories like this never end well.
I do not wish for you to do this unwillingly, but, Sinjin, consider what could be at stake.
I need to think about this.
Of course, Kaith.
I'll be outside. So this is where Shauna practices. Nice.
Ah, bui bui, Kaith. I did not expect to see you out yet. Have you come to join me?
Be, Zana. Actually, no. I just came out here to think. I didn't know that you fished here.
Normally, I do go further afield. Today, I am not inclined to do so. And so, here we are. What troubles you, Kaith?
What about you, Zana? You look troubled as well.
I suppose I would. This is as good a place as any to cast. Stand back a step. I would not like to catch you. It certainly is a fine day, and after all that rain.
Yeah.
Did you sight Meek this morning? He was looking for you. I believe he wanted to apologize for insulting you yesterday morning.
Zana?
Yes?
You are changing the subject.
Am I? Forgive an old lady in her ramblings, Kaith.
What is wrong, Zana?
Oh, you need not concern yourself with my troubles.
You may be my boss, but you're also a friend, and if you can't talk to your friends about your problems...
You are correct, Kaith. Yet there is simply little to be gained by speaking of these problems.
Money?
Yes. Business has diminished this past year as other, newer businesses attract customers. And though I do not mind in the slightest, helping the three of you has been costly, even considering the paltry amount I've been paying you. And now... When I opened my shop, money was no object. I nor am know I had plenty of treasures to sell for my travels. Indeed, just a small vial of pure Veraduni from the far west fetched enough for a year's supplies. But that was a long time ago, and those things are all sold. I do not regret my investments, though I could have made some more wisely. I have lived happily and comfortably for years, but lately...
What did that man want?
What man?
The one who came in earlier.
Oh, merely a vexing business expense. It did come earlier than I expected this month, however. The fish do not seem to be biting here. I think I shall walk away. There is a good spot around the lake.
Yeah, I've got some stuff to take care of anyway. Have fun, Zana.
I shall let them to do precisely that. Grandifike.
And don't worry too hard. It's your day off.
Praise I Norm for that.
Kate, have you...
Yeah, I'll do it. I still don't think it's a smart thing to do, but it seems to be the right thing.
Oh, Chagrandify, Kate, you cannot know how much this means to me, but you must promise that you will never breathe a word of this to anyone. It is for their protection that we do this alone, and we must do it in secrecy for the same reason.
I understand. So, what now?
First, I must retrieve a few things I have hidden in Zana's cellar.
Do all of you have stuff hidden in Zana's cellar?
I do not believe Jareth does. You should go to your room and assume clothing that you rarely wear. I would recommend a headscarf as well. Perhaps a touch of beautifying powder. It would be good to disguise yourself, though not too obviously.
What about you?
I have additional clothing stored in the closet upstairs. You never know when a bad storm will make the journey home unadvisable.
Sounds like a plan. Meet you back here in a few minutes?
Indeed. And bring your bow.
My what?
The bow that Zana gave you.
Hold on a moment. I'm not shooting anybody.
Of course not, but is it not safer to be adequately prepared?
Oh no, I'm not bringing my bow. That's just asking for trouble.
But if we are caught...
No, outside of action movies, that's not how it works. If we go in there with weapons, somebody is going to get killed, and it is going to be us. If we get caught, we are running like hell or surrendering.
But...
No, no weapons. If we get caught, they'll just call the Lawatuan on us, and if they're in the Red Circle's pocket like you say they are, that's the worst that will happen. Because we will be breaking an entry. And they'll have every right to get us busted. If we bring weapons, we're going there to start a fight, which we will lose and probably get killed in the process.
Very well. No weapons. Let us prepare ourselves otherwise, though.
Good. I'll be just a few minutes. You know, Archon, I don't think I've ever seen you wearing a dress before.
Quiet, you. I despise wearing dresses. Even if others cast me strange glances, I will choose pants on any day.
I admire your resolve.
There's nothing to admire. I just loathe dresses. You, on the alternate hand, look amazing.
Thank you.
The powder draws attention to your eyes. You should wear it more often.
I've never been big on cosmetics. They test them on animals.
Animals?
Yeah, to make sure their faces don't burn off or something.
I suppose that makes sense.
So are you sure this is the way we should be going?
Oh, yes. Rebati always leaves in this direction to stop at a few other businesses. We should sight him shortly.
What if we see someone we know?
Everyone we know is at the Bricka game.
True enough. But what about your parents?
Oh, we need not worry ourselves over them.
Good, because I'd rather not have to come up with the covers to... Oh, hell.
Archon, Keith, is that you?
Chabwilanafai, Targanane.
Chabwilanafai.
What an unexpected pleasure. You look lovely today, I might add.
Chagrindio Fai.
Is Zana fishing today?
Yes, she left this morning, though I think she's only going as far as the pond.
She always did enjoy a pleasant day by the water. Hopefully she does not imbibe too much piarula and fall asleep outside again.
Seriously?
Oh, the stories I could tell you. That reminds me, would you deliver a message to her? The guap begin running soon. She is welcome to go up to my cabin during this year's new life if she wishes. My wife's family will be visiting, and so I will not be using it.
Sure.
I hear your friend has awakened.
Yes, before sunrise yesterday.
That is fantastic. Surprising a little, but most welcome. Is he in pain? Able to move?
He is in pain, but otherwise he seems well enough.
I must come by in the next day or two to verify his well-being myself. Until then, I hope he does not try to strain himself. The body can be extremely fragile in times like this.
I'll be sure to let him know.
Well, I should not tarry any longer. You two look as if you have errands to run as well. Stay clear of trouble.
Fai Gorondo Cha, Targanane.
Fai Gorondo Cha.
Well, that was awkward. What's a guap and where are they running to?
It is a fish. They spawn in the lakes near Dranmer. They're quite delicious.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
Let us make haste, and keep your eyes active.
I never had this much trouble with Spanish or Japanese. After 6 weeks, I knew way more than thank you and good morning.
Chandran is the only language I know. Your English is exceedingly strange to me. On occasion, I cannot interpret a single word that Mike says.
If it makes you feel any better, I usually have no idea what he's talking about either.
Still, if you truly wish to understand our language, you might try removing Jareth's translation pendant.
Huh. Learning by immersion. That's a really good idea, Archon. I think I'll try that.
Not this moment, however.
Right.
Perhaps I should attempt to learn your English as well, if Fesmer is going to continue speaking and...
Oh, Archon, over there. Is that him?
Where?
Over there, with the brown cloak.
You must be more specific.
Leaving that bakery.
Yes, yes, that is Rebati.
What now?
Now we follow him.
Shouldn't we hide?
No need yet. He does not know he's being trailed, so we can hide in plain sight. Just look like you were doing what you were supposed to, and keep talking.
Okay.
We need only appear to be two ordinary women out for an Ezgaval walk.
So what do ordinary women do?
I do not know. Shop? I'm usually being dragged about by Fesmer or doing chores that I do not have time for in the week.
Let's go over here. We can look at clothes. So, what's the deal with Fesmer, anyways? How did you meet up?
In truth, there is not much of a story. I did not have many friends, and neither did Fesmer. I met him shortly before I began working at Zana's.
Ah. Hey, this is nice.
I had other friends for a while, but they were older and have ascended into greater ventures.
I understand. Back in high school, most of my friends were older than I. My last couple of years there were kind of lonely. How does this look? Too colorful?
I do not know. I suppose the pattern is a little too much. Try this one. Oh, he's almost out of view. Come.
Okay, can't really afford these things anyway. So what about Jareth? How does he fit into everything?
He and Fesmer were raised in the same town, roughly a day's journey from here. Fesmer's older brother, Porik, and Jareth were childhood friends before Jareth left for university. So I suppose when Fesmer and his mother fled here, they met up and have been friends ever since. Though sometimes I still fear they will kill each other.
I still haven't met Fesmer's mother.
She is a quiet woman. She works as a seamstress out of her house, the one next to Fesmer's, and rarely leaves. Fesmer says she has never been the same since the death of his father and brother.
Oh.
Rebati is entering the butcher's shop. I believe that is the last on his route.
So what now?
We must buy several things.
Why?
So that he does not sight us as we trail him. Nobody will pay heed to two women returning home with groceries.
Okay, I don't have much money, so I will buy some bread.
I will purchase some fruit. Do not allow him to escape your sight.
Okay, meet you back here in a few moments. This is such a ridiculous idea. How did I get talked into this, really? This is like something Mike would do. Ooh, hey, perfect opportunity to learn Charon Drayton. Okay, basic shopping conversation. I can do this.
Ole brula, Leo.
Chapar nolen torn fai, Senjen.
Sedo. Chapanipa alex fai.
Senjen. Chapar ayen leyenun fai. Chagrini fai.
Sha ino leo fai. Sor o nominum cha.
Sor o nominum cha. Name. It's Keith. Fayen nominum I Keith.
Ye lominorda doren faibok sha, Keith.
I don't eat a drawa.
You're not sure I phobok fi. I fo junipayan kasama.
Oh god. Baksimo fi. Fain dokiluna. I fo tendip.
Parado fi.
Great. Here. Money. Drauna. Baksimo fi. Pashti vorgan fi. Tegrendi.
Linem Sharaso Pani Fi Nexem. Below me I touch the New Life Festival.
Wait, what?
Psst, come here.
Fi Fohumen Chagrendi Fi Gorendai. Well, that went well. Wee, Archon.
Do not use my real name.
Sorry.
Do you know that man?
No.
Then why did you speak to him of throbbing love?
Wait, what? Oh, that's what Doki Luna means. And Tendip?
Escape.
My heartthrob does not escape. Brilliant, Catherine. Ah, well. Sweet roll?
Chagrandify. Just in time. There goes Rebati.
So, where were we?
We were discussing Fesmer's mother.
Oh, yeah. So, what about your parents, Archon? I never see them around.
Oh, they're busy. They travel a great deal. I am glad for my job at Zana's, or I do not know what I would do with my time. Aside from the extensive lists of chores they give me. What about your parents?
Let me put it this way. I moved to the other side of the country as soon as I could.
Were they so bad?
There was no way I could live my own life as long as they were nearby. I even paid for college myself so that I wouldn't owe them. Of course, I did manage to get a few scholarships. Regardless, if they had their way, I would still be living with them and driving to some local school. They never trusted me to make my own decisions, you know?
Believe me, I do. I envy that you are able to live like that. Unfortunately, even if I started saving more money, I could not flee my obligations to them.
Archon, you don't have to live under them. You're an adult. You do not have to bow to your parents' whims.
I have too many obligations here. Perhaps someday I will be able to slash my tethers, but not yet.
There are always options. Maybe you could even come back to Boston with us.
That does seem somewhat extreme, but I nor am know what the future will bring.
Oh, I was kind of just joking. I mean, who knows if we'll ever get back.
I think Rabati is going into that house. Make note of it and keep walking.
Got it.
When he leaves, let us wait a few minutes and then we can approach the house. If anyone else leaves, we follow them. Now let us find a place out of the way to conceal ourselves.
Oh, lovely. It has been a while since I had to hide behind bushes.
Keith!
Huh?
He is leaving without his bag. Cover your face with your scarf and keep your voice low. Quickly, before the word becomes active. The front door is bolted. We will go around back. Here, lift me so that I can see in the windows.
Ready? One, two, three.
It appears to be vacant. I am going in. I will unlock the back door for you.
Okay.
Lift me up a little more.
I'm trying.
Oh, this would be so much easier and fancy. There we... Ah!
You run out?
Yes. I am fine. Meet me at the door. Come in. Hurry.
Nice kitchen. Hey, this is just an ordinary house.
Yes, I was not prepared for this.
For what?
Look around. Perhaps we can find something important. Records, ledgers, anything. I will attempt to locate his bag.
Are you certain this is the place?
Of course. We saw him enter, did we not?
But what if this is just his house?
It likely is. However, that does not mean we are in the wrong place.
So great, now we are breaking into somebody's home. This feels very wrong.
Of course it feels wrong. Our actions are criminal, but our cause is just.
That is a pretty fine distinction.
That is the tale of my life. We are here, so we might as well do what we came for. But if you cannot overcome your scruples and act for the greater good...
Fine, fine. Anything to get out of here faster. So what are we looking for?
Anything, especially documents, though. And keep your eyes wide for hiding places, loose bricks and the like.
All right. Let's get to work. What was that?
I did not hear. Pinsa Wig! Conceal yourself behind this counter.
Boren Bui? Rebati, are you home?
Who's that? The contact?
I do not know.
Boren Bui? Is someone there? I swear I heard something. Chianti, you're becoming over fearful.
She's coming this way.
I will hit her with this. Try to catch her so she does not make much noise.
What is that? I thought we said...
Shh!
What the hell is that? I thought we weren't going to hurt anyone.
It is a Villian pain stick. Do not worry, she is merely unconscious.
A pain stick? Pain stick? What? Why? What the hell is a pain stick?
Just what it sounds like. Now, help me lift her into this chair. I want her bound and gagged before she wakes up.
No way.
She knows something, and if we can extract it from her...
No, I want out.
We cannot withdraw now. It is too late for that. Do not fret. We will not actually hurt her. We need only frighten her.
What do you mean, not hurt her? I just watched you attack her with a pain stick.
Kate, I need your help. Now is not the time for questions. Action is required. I know that you understand this. Did you hesitate when you helped Shay awaken Meek?
How did you know?
You foolish children. I am attuned. How could I not know? You three will be very fortunate if no one from university discovers it.
Okay, fine. But I will not hurt her.
Of course not. I need you to keep searching the house. Chagrin defy, Keith. You will not regret this.
We'll see about that.
I will ask you again, and let me warn you, I am losing my patience. Who are you, and how do you know Rebati?
I told you the truth. I am Chianti. I am Rebati's wife. This is our house. Believe me, we are attempting to begin a family.
I think she is telling the truth.
Have you found anything yet?
No.
Then keep looking. So, you are Rebati's wife.
What? Do you think the T in our names is a coincidence?
What do you know about your husband's work? Are you involved?
My husband is an honest worker. I am employed in the windmills. What does that have to do with anything?
I am the one asking questions. What does he do with the money?
Ah, is that what you seek? Money? There is plenty in my hand purse over there. Take it and go. You will find nothing else of worth in this house.
Do not play the fool with me. You know the money I am talking about.
I do not. Jean, if you take that money and flee now, I will not even summon Loatwen. Just leave, Sanjin. I do not know what you are looking for.
Do not lie to me.
What are you doing?
You know what I seek. Every month, your honest husband travels from business to business and extorts money from good folk. We saw him bring it back here and leave without it. Now, where is it?
What are you talking about? Sanjin, take whatever you want. Just do not hurt me. We are attempting to begin a family, Sanjin.
Filth like you are attempting to begin a family. You expect that to earn my sympathy? That you are trying to bring another being into this world that you can mold to your depraved lifestyle? Do not cause me to laugh. Where is the money?
I am telling you, I do not know.
You know what this is?
No, you said...
Quiet and keep looking! I can tell you know what this is.
It is a pain stick, but those are not permitted in Lundy. Where did you... Unless you are... No.
Do not trouble yourself with the details, Che. You do not mind if I call you Che, correct? I just want you to know that your circle has begun to tread on some feet. I want you to know how serious I am. Where is the money?
It's beneath a loose tile, near the stove.
Right here? Very good. Now I will just give it to my assistant for safekeeping. Here, Keith. Check carefully. There may be some clues.
What are you doing, Archon? You said you would not hurt her. What if she's innocent?
She is not. She is hiding it, but I can tell. Do not worry. I am merely attempting to scare her.
Well, you are scaring me, Archon. I don't like this. This isn't you.
I am sorry, Keith. Sometimes one must do unpleasant things in order to accomplish a desirable result. Have you searched upstairs?
No.
Please do so.
But...
Do not fret, Keith. I will only do what is necessary. Nothing more. Now, Che, tell me the truth, Sanjin. That loose tile near the stove, that was not the final resting place of the money, is it not? Is it not?
No.
Now we are traveling smoothly. Where does that money go, Che? Where does it go, Che? Oh, and we were making such progress. I thought perhaps we were even becoming friends, Che. I really did not want to have to use this thing, especially on a friend. Do you know what a Valian pain stick does to a person, Che? Of course you do. I used it to incapacitate you earlier. But do you know what it can do?
No.
It is most unpleasant. Let me tell you a secret. I know from experience. There is nothing quite like it. Did you know that the Villians actually created a new word to describe what it feels like?
Sanjin, do not hurt me, Sanjin. We are attempting to begin a family.
Yes, yes, do not fear. It does not inflict any true injury. If held against one spot for too long, it might leave some bruising, some swelling, but certainly nothing permanent, at least at the lower settings. See, you likely do not know this. How would you? But this can only be used by those who are naturally attuned. The more potential a person has, the more pain they can cause. And, not to be immodest, but I am quite strongly attuned.
Sanjin!
When I incapacitated you, I delivered a burst at the highest power, right at the base of your neck. You passed out instantly from the shock. Crude, I know. An amateur's approach. However, someone who knew how to use one of these things well, someone who was strongly attuned, could... What is the word I am searching for? Modulate. Could modulate the power used and keep the subject awake for a long time. But I am not certain what damage that would cause. especially to someone trying to have a child. I have heard stories about them rendering people infertile.
No, Sancha, no!
Fear not, Jay. I would never do such a thing to a friend. The problem is, friends tell each other things. Secrets. Where does the money go?
I take it to work with me. I give it to a contact there.
And who is that, Jay?
Sancha! They will kill me. They will care about thee, Sancha.
Shh. Do not fret, Jay. We do not have to take the money. You can still make your delivery, and nobody will know what happened to you. Nobody will know about your new friend. You can trust me.
Nothing yet, though I counted all the money.
Nai-nai, keep looking upstairs. These two seem to like hiding things. Perhaps you looked past something.
Okay, remember what you promised me, though.
Of course. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, yes. The untimely end of you and your honest husband. No, I do not think you need worry yourself over that. Not if we leave you with the money. But understand, Che, I cannot depart this place without something to show. There are those who expect results from me. And I must deliver. Who gets the money, Che?
Vostropos.
Paladofai, I could not quite hear you.
Vostropos. All the money passes through him.
Vostropos. The owner of all those windmills. All that farmland. To think a man like that would feel the need to expand his business into other areas. Does greed know no bounds? Ah, well. Chadona Grandiofai for your help, Che. Enjoy your rest.
What?
Simari Walso.
I thought I heard... Archon, what did you do?
She provided me with the information we needed. She is merely unconscious. Do not worry. She will recover soon. Help me untie her.
You did not have to do that.
Incorrect. I did. And with good fortune, when she wakes up, she will be disoriented enough to doubt her memories. Perhaps she will not even remember a second person with a strange accent.
So what do we do with her?
We will place her comfortably in her bed, as if she returned from a trying day of work and went to sleep. We will put this chair back where it belongs, put her groceries away, and in every way we can think of, make it appear that nothing has happened.
And the money?
Ah, yes. I will return that to where I found it. We must leave no trace. Now, let us make haste. And judging from your expression, I would recommend saving that outburst until we are far from here. We must leave as rapidly as possible.
Archon! Archon, wait up!
Yes, Keith?
What the hell was that?
What?
Do not what me! I just saw you psychologically torture a woman and not even bat an eyelash! What the hell was that?
I was only doing what was required, Keith. Once I inform certain people of Falstropo's involvement, the Red Circle will be broken. Zana and everyone in Laundi will be freed of their corrupt grasp.
I'm not asking why you did it, I'm asking how you did it. How could you do something like that? Just who are you?
I am exactly who I say I am, Kaith. I have never lied to you.
Well, forgive me if I have trouble believing you, Archon. I just saw a side of you that I never even imagined to exist. A cruel side that could threaten a defenseless woman with a weapon. And, by the way, you did lie to me, at least twice today.
Twice?
You brought a weapon after saying you would not, and you slapped that woman after telling me you would not hurt her. Not to mention using that thing on her twice.
I
thought you were a friend, Archon, somebody we could trust, but I guess there's a lot more to you than we first saw.
Kaith, I am your friend, and you are mine.
Friends do not lie to each other, Archon.
How can you be so blind? Of course they do. People lie to each other all the time, and for many different reasons. Has it never occurred to you that some lies are told for good purposes?
That is just apologetic bull. I thought you were beyond things like that, Archon.
Kaith!
Shut it, Archon. I am going back to Zana's, and I hope you do not plan on following me. And if you know what's good for you, you won't try to talk to me for a while.
But...
And don't worry about today. I'll keep your secrets for now. I am a person who keeps her word. But I want you to know that you've lost my trust. Kaith? No, we're finished. I'll see you at work.
Kaith!
God, what else can go wrong?
Archon, I'm back!
Oh, Shay, please remain in the living room for a moment.
Okay. Are your parents here?
No, I am just... There. You have returned early.
Oh, sorry.
No apologies required. I simply did not expect you.
Sure, changing clothes or something?
Yes.
Cool. Well, anyway, if you don't mind, I think I'm just going to head to bed early. It's been a long day.
I understand. It has also been a long day for me.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Nothing to boast of. Some tasks for my parents. Has university's Bricka team thwarted their 90-year curse?
I couldn't tell you. Mike and Fesmer got into a fight with some university students, and so we left before the game finished.
Are they Rana?
Fesmer's fine, and Mike's Mike, but I think he's going to be okay.
That is fair tidings.
Yeah. Well, good night, Archon. I took your suggestion to lead off the Hojin today. This might be the night I finally get some real sleep.
Let us hope. Sleep well.
Amen to that. Hello? Someone in here? Oh my god! Something's at the foot of my bed! Archon! Archon!
Sean Brown! We are watching you. And we are peace.
Archon! Archon,
Shay,
help!
Wake
help,
up, Shay!
Help! Something's
you were
there.
Dreaming!
Archon!
It is only an ill dream, Shay. Shay!
Archon! It's not a dream. Oh, God, I just want to go home. I just want to go home.
You're well now, Maraluna. It is well now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was awful, Archon. I remember now the nightmares I've been having. It's been the same nightmare over and over. It's coming for me. No, it's real. It's coming
for
me.
Calm yourself, Maraluna. You know that you can trust me, Shay. I am your friend. Now, tell me everything.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 8, Trust Me, was written by John Tanzer and Brandon Crose, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milodovic as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, and Paul Harrington as Targanane, with additional voices provided by Christina Milodovic, Paul Harrington, and Zachary Harmon. The audio podcast was edited by the cast and crew of Second Shift. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.
What the hell is a pain stick?
Just what it sounds like, a stick that causes pain. Are you deaf or stupid?
Why is everyone so mean to me?